Listeners to WVXU are certainly familiar with the Moth Radio Hour, 60 minutes of storytelling that airs right after Around Cincinnati. Last evening, The Moth, which is based in New York City and a cultural phenomenon for more than two decades, offered a swiftly sold-out event in Over the Rhine. But did you know that Cincinnati has its own homegrown version of The Moth? It's True Theater, which is now in its eighth season. And whether you were at Memorial Hall last night or got shut out, you should make note. True Theater's next installment is coming up tomorrow evening. Here to tell us more is organizer Dave Levy. Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me back.
I think I'm correct that The Moth actually inspired you and Jeff Groh to launch True Theater back around 2010 was when you got it started.
We were both big fans of their origin story and talked about trying to create something similar here. Jeff had the idea of looking at the No Theater as a possible venue, and Eric Vossmeyer, who was the artistic director there at the time, offered up the space and suggested that we don't just think about one night, but think about a season. So instead of producing a show, we created True Theater, and it was the best suggestion we ever had.
So you offer programs on a quarterly basis.
Every 3 months.
Yep. And sometimes they are themed to things like holidays. At least that was some of your initial stuff. Now you've broadened out and you've had a lot more topics to cover.
We try to think of one-word themes because we always name our show after the theme. So True Song is the show that's tomorrow, and the theme is songs. And we try to think of themes for a whole season that might suggest humor in some cases and some somberness in other cases. We've had themes like blood and addiction and other themes like love and foolishness.
And you've also had baseball, which is actually your next one in April.
Coming up in April.
So let's talk a little bit about what's the appeal of storytelling? What drew you and Jeff to it, you know, beyond just The Moth and what they did?
Well, when I had first heard about The Moth, the idea of it was very appealing to me because I was interested in possibly being a storyteller someday myself. But when I started listening to their podcast and the stories that they broadcast on there, I realized how moving and powerful these stories were to hear them and to hear the reaction of the audience while they were saying them. I would listen to some stories over and over again because I was so mesmerized by the structure and how well they were told and how the ending served to really give a person a lift, me listening. And I wanted to tap into that. I wanted to create that. And Jeff and I, when we planned our first show, it was funny because when Eric suggested a whole season, we thought, we don't even know if people are going to come to one show and we're going to commit to having four of them. Okay, let's see what happens. But people came and they loved it and they shook our hands and they said more, more, more.
And it was a pretty full house, as I recall.
Sold out.
I was there for that first program.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you can talk a little bit more about this idea of building community. Why is it that you think storytelling plays a role in that?
You know, strangers will pass on the street all the time, even be in the same room at the same event and never get to know one another. And we've seen time and time again at our shows that when a person tells a story, walls come down. And it's like an invitation to say, you can approach me and tell me your story. And we've seen it happen. We've seen storytellers and audience members meet and communicate. We've seen audience members turn to one another and communicate. We ourselves, as the producers of True Theater, have met hundreds of people now who've told stories on our stage and many others who've brought stories to us who didn't end up on our stage. And our own community is broadening. So every example there is, from the audience members to the storytellers themselves to us, we've seen examples of people's lives expanding, their own personal communities growing.
So you've mentioned No Theater as the place that sort of sheltered you for seven seasons. Mm-hmm. You're in your eighth season now and in a new venue. So tell us a little bit about that.
The No Theater was great, but we could only put 100 people in there. So they supported us for so long and we love them so much and we're still going to work with them in the future. But we decided to see what we could do with more seats. So we looked at Memorial Hall and we said, this is really big. Well, let's check it out. And we started producing shows there. Tomorrow's show is our third show there. And the audience has grown a little, not so much as to fill the whole place, but we're working various angles to try and change that.
A man's reach should exceed his grasp, right?
Sure.
The other thing that you're doing that I think is a slightly modified concept is that you're partnering with different nonprofit organizations, and you've got one lined up for True Song.
Yes, the Young Professionals Choral Collective is our charity partner for True Song. They are a large group of young professionals, that's the demographic, and people who like to sing but don't necessarily belong to a band, or maybe they are in another chorus, but they just want more opportunities to sing. And there are places around the city that would love to have people come sing there. And so in a way, they build community through the sharing of song, the way we build community through the sharing of story. And since the theme of tomorrow's show is song, we thought that that would be a great partner. And as it turns out, they auditioned without my realizing this, but two members of the YPCC are telling stories at tomorrow's show.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little more about your program for tomorrow evening. You're calling it True Song. What did that mean? What were you looking for?
It did require explanation because some people would think that it's just about singing or maybe it's just about music. But we asked that storytellers consider a song that has had an impact on their life. So we had one gentleman come to us with a rock and roll song, another person who is more of a classic rock song. That person is named after the song, so I won't say who it is, but her story is about sort of the pros and cons of growing up named after a song and everybody knowing she was. We've also have people telling a story about a spiritual song that moved them, was a part of their life, a Navajo prayer set to music and sung.
So you audition a number of people ahead of time, or do you screen and then begin to work with people immediately?
We take submissions, and I try to meet with everybody who submits. The only time that I haven't done that is if when I've written them back and explained some of the outlines of the show and they've said, okay, this doesn't sound like it's for me. But I try to meet with everybody, good or bad submission. I'd want to hear what they have to say because there's putting it in writing is helpful, but nothing beats meeting the person and hearing them tell it the way they hear it in their head. So we meet wherever we can, whenever we can. I've met several people at the Coffee Emporium downtown or at a Starbucks or wherever we can find time and place to meet. I hear their story. And what we try to do is collect as many stories as we can and then try to pick five that complement one another for the show. For example, if we had two people with stories that were both Broadway songs, we might have to say, maybe we need to pick just one of those.
And then you do work with them. They're not getting on stage cold to do
not
this.
At all.
You do some rehearsal in advance.
They come to us with their stories in various phases of development. Some of them are already structured the way that they're going to be structured in the show. Others, here's just all the information. I'll tell it to you all at once, and we could talk about how to structure it. And we rehearse with them about 1 to 3 times, like an hour each. And then we have a dinner the night before the show where I bring them all together, because chances are they haven't met yet. They'll bring a guest, and True Theater feeds them, and at some point throughout the evening, everyone will share their story. And so now they have their own community has expanded several fold by meeting all these people. And now they have someone who, if nobody else is at the show to support them, they know that the other storytellers have their back because they've all met and become friends.
And perhaps we should say for people who are not familiar with The Moth or with what you do at True Theater, that people get up and talk. They don't use notes. They're asked to memorize at least the framework of what they're talking about and then speak just, you know, from
we always say that the stories are prepared but not scripted, that they're told from memory but not memorized. And there is no expectation that the storyteller would tell it the same way from rehearsal to rehearsal, from the rehearsals to the dinner to the show. But knowing that the framework is set up and understood and knowing about how long it's going to be helps us plan the evening and curate it in a way that's going to be the most enjoyable for the audience. Yeah.
Well, I know that you had told a personal story in the very first performance of True Theater and then had an opportunity last night to tell that story in a new way with the Moth Group.
It is a dream come true. When I heard that they were coming to town and seeing how fast that they sold out and recognizing, wow, there is obviously an audience for our show here in Cincinnati, I touched base with them to see if I could offer them a storyteller to round out their show. I knew that they like to put a couple of local people in their shows when they travel like this. And in talking to them, I mentioned the story that I had told at our very first show, and they asked me to write it up and send it in, and they gave me back some notes, and we talked about it, and they said, it sounds like you get it. This story is fun. Let's put you in the show. And it was really a dream come true. Working with their director, their producer, it's everything I'd hoped for from an experience like that.
Well, congratulations to you on that. We want to mention the two remaining shows beyond the one tomorrow evening. The program's scheduled for April 30th is True Baseball, and July 23rd is True Blue. The quarterly presentation of True Theater, this time it's True Song, is on stage at Memorial Hall tomorrow night. If you'd like to get a discount on tickets, when you order your tickets online, you can use the promo code TRUEWVXU, and you will get a discount. For more information and linking to how to purchase those tickets, you can go to the link you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Dave Levy, True Theater's co-founder and ongoing co-producer of the program. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks again, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Bender.